And whoever's first on the list may go ahead and approach the microphone at the end of the table and address the board. Let's see, how many people do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 12. Okay, so I would ask each member of the public if you could please stick to about 2 minutes, and if we have additional time, we can utilize that then, but I want to make sure that we at least get to everyone who wishes to speak. Thank you, sir. And you can state your name or not as you choose.
Thank you again. Dr. Kwame Abiyomi.
And pardon me, sir. Board members, could I please ask for everyone's attention? We are taking public comment now. We will have time at lunch to talk with each other, but I would like to respect whomever is speaking. Thank you, sir. Can we hear him?
Hello.
That's much better, sir. Thank you. Go ahead. Please start again.
Again, good morning to each and every one of the board members. My name is Dr. Kwame Abiyomi. I am a member of the LSB of the Pacifica radio station and a listener supporter of WPFW. My reason to be here today is simply to describe to you the state of emergency that WPFW is existing under. We have a crisis, the pinnacle of which we have not reached yet, but the danger zone is already upon us, so that we feel like we are drowning from primarily three particular factors. The first being our mismanagement and poor leadership under the current general manager. And I might add, to that point, we have asked over the last 3 months for the Pacifica board to respond to our request that our wishes as a board to terminate the current general manager be adhered to by Pacifica in response, with our clear understanding that we can only advise or recommend. But we have done that with all of the fervor that we could over the last 3 months. The second is the financial situation that we find out. Station in. We are in debt to anybody and everybody. In fact, you could say Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. We owe them all. And we owe them because, again, we've had a crisis over the last 2 years, but specifically and pacifically, I might add, we've had one. We have a current one because we are also due to move. In fact, we were scheduled to move as of December 31st. We have not. And thank God we have not. It's a backward compliment, because if we were required to move right now, we have no funds to do so, nor the capability technologically or otherwise to accomplish such a move. And then finally, over the last few months, the concerned members and supporters of WPFW, which is a group that has numbered almost 300 or 400 in terms of our community meetings, has expressed over and over with diligence and with all of the energy they could muster that the program grid change is a debt, and I'm sorry, a liability to WPFW and its continued operation. We are daily swamped with calls and responses from the public over the handling of the change of the grid, but more specifically, that the grid has eliminated all of, not all, but practically all of the minority effort programs that were on our station. The 2K Nation, which was for youth, and Native American program has been moved to a place where it is totally non-functional. And thirdly, the Haitian program as well was removed totally from the air. And I might add, these were done so egregiously that all of the programmers have voted in a vote of no confidence in the current general manager. In summation, I might add, we are here to plead, beg, whatever we can do to encourage you to respond to our request. Because as this state of emergency continues, so does the liability and the viability of our beloved WPFW. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, then the next person is Lucas. Well, I'm keeping an eye on my phone. People may run a minute or two over. I counted the number of people in the room based on the assessment. Everybody could take a little bit more time, but I wanted to allow enough pad in case some people come in towards the end of public comment. No, I'm keeping an eye on it. We're good. I mean, if somebody speaks 3 minutes, I'm not going to have a fit. I just want to make sure everyone gets to speak. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Lewis Wolf. I'm here representing concerned members and supporters of WPFW, a station which has been continuously on the air in Washington, D.C. for 36 long years, and we're still counting. We are here to represent that the prospective move of our station out of Washington to Silver Spring, Maryland, a place on Colesville Road, which is owned by no less than Clear Channel Broadcasting. For those of you who don't know, Clear Channel Broadcasting is a billion-dollar organization. They own 1,200 stations nationwide, in addition to hundreds of stations that they have in other countries, which I will name. They have 37 or 40 TV stations. They basically gobble up stations all over the country. Their staff or people on air include such personalities as Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Michael Savage with his program Savage Nation, and Donald Trump. Originally, it was founded in 1972 by a public company, Clear Channel. It was by Mitt Romney, no less, and his infamous Bain Capital. It was bought first in 2008, resold as a private company in 2008 and again in November of 2012. For guess what? $26 billion. $26.7 billion. They are a huge empire. And they're an anathema. They are in exact 180 degrees from everything for which Pacifica has stood since 1946, its founding, until this day. And everything certainly against, in right angle from what WPFW stands for. They issued a secret list that after 9/11 of 165 songs which they would not allow on the air, including a peace-related songs like John Lennon's Imagine and many others, including Guns N' Roses, Rage Against the Machine, even Louis Armstrong's famous A Wonderful World. They also came out and wouldn't let Dixie Chicks on their air. Nearly 90% of the programming on their programs is avowedly right-wing in content. They are union busters by practice. After the Clear Channel station in San Francisco hired Michael Savage shortly after he was fired from MSNBC for doing what? For labeling a caller, quote, a sodomite, and telling him he should, quote, get AIDS and die. In Madison, Wisconsin's station, on-air person, Mark Hyman, said, peace activists are whack jobs.
You're at 4 minutes. And everyone, if everyone goes longer than 4 minutes, we won't actually get through everyone in the room.
All right. I will just say that we cannot make this move. We refuse to make this move to Clear Channel. If it were to happen, our station would be off the air, done, over, history, finished.
We refuse
to let this happen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next person is Jane.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, thank you. And you feel free to adjust the mic to a comfortable height.
My name is Jane Zara, and I'm new on the local station board for listeners for WPFW. Everything is new to me. But there are a few observations that I've made that I want to share that really trouble me, because I came into this board membership very idealistically and naively. My eyes were opened abruptly during the campaign. I just want to point out a few things. There seems to be a pattern of secrecy going on at the station. There is not communication between the general manager. And for the time before I joined the board, it appeared that there were communications that were ex parte, private communications between the officers of the board and the general manager. There's a shroud of secrecy that seems to surround the station. We can't figure out what's going on. Rumors are rampant. It's a pattern of secrecy that's happening that is really troubling. It's a violation of the mission of both Pacifica and PFW in the sense that, in the true sense that we're devoted to community radio, to serving the underserved, and listening to the community, having the community have true input, and being devoted to peace and justice. Now, the clear channel debacle is clearly repugnant to the mission of both PFW and Pacifica, and it's egregious that it should even be on the table. The public is scared now. We've been through a couple cycles of fundraising. Donations have plummeted. Listeners feel fear and powerlessness. They're making conditional pledges because they don't know what to do. They're not being heard. The grid change that Kwame mentioned happened in secrecy. It happened one day. It was foisted on the programmers and on the listeners and on the station in general, the members, without any input. There are minority groups that have been removed or put in very awkward times, marginalized even further. The listenership is suffering because of it. And our finances are in disarray. People are donating out of fear. People don't know when the payroll is going to happen. Every 2 weeks, the staff has to endure such hostile conditions as not knowing where their paychecks are coming from. People's medical insurance has been dropped as a result of faulty management. I couldn't believe what I was hearing when I first joined the board, and I've just been on it 2 months. I mean, I'm getting an ulcer over this stuff. I just want to wrap up and say that the program director was fired. There was a mediation process that broke down. It seems that this is becoming a right-to-work station, and programmers are, when the grid change first happened, programmers sounded like they had a gun to their head when they were on the air. No one could figure out what happens. And it's hard for me to even turn on the radio these days. It makes me sick. It really does. It makes my stomach knot. So please listen to our cries and listen to us. We have a point. And this move, if this move happens, it'll destroy PFW as we know it. And it'll undermine the community effort. So please.
Thank you. Next person, is it Susie or Suji? I can't quite make out the name. It looks maybe S-U-J-I?
O is next. O is next.
Okay. Well, somebody crossed out your name, Ola. I see it. That was before Jane, actually. I don't know why your name was crossed out. Please, welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I think the reason why we're all here is because we're meant to fulfill the mission of Pacifica. Article 1, Section 3 mentions principles. The foundation is committed to peace and social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these principles. What's concerning is that we've just heard about a potential sign of a lease to an organization, Clear Channel. What is concerning is that this has not been ratified, but yet we're in a situation where we could be potentially tied up with no exit clause for 8 years. That's a serious concern because there's a duty of care that's meant to be exercised. It's meant to be exercised by the LSB, the former LSB, and the current LSB. The former LSB weren't even given an opportunity to review the lease. The new LSB has not seen the lease. It's been shrouded in secrecy of confidentiality, something which is inexplicable because a member of the relocation committee made a representation saying the real reason why this lease is not being shared with the LSB is because there's dangerous members of the LSB who cannot be trusted. This is a concern because there are serious fiduciary duties that which can be breached by entering into this lease, which everyone needs to be aware of because there's liability issues that go with this. I'll continue. The Clear Channel building is not even based in DC, the nation's capital. WPFW is based in DC. The heart and soul of the station is in DC. No consultation about that matter. I'll continue. There are potential, and there have been understood, conflicts of interest in the negotiation lease with members who actually were participants with this lease, which were actual or perceived, which need to be investigated before ratifying this contract. Again, liability issues remain. I'll read an article from Broadcast Law regarding Clear Channel. It says, and it's quite current, broadcast stations going dark, issues to think about. Each day there seems to be a report about broadcast stations going off the air because of the current economic downturn. Some permanently, some temporary, and some being given away to charity, like Clear Channel's announcement of its donation of four AM stations to the Minority Media and Telecommunications Channel Council. That's interesting, because that article was written in 2009. And I think this investigation hasn't been done yet. And there's liability issues and serious breach of breach of duty.
Thank
breach
you.
Of care. I'll continue. I understand, and I've heard there's a contingency that the general manager must remain in order for this lease to be properly performed. I haven't seen the lease, and I'm on the LSB. I have a concern because I also form part of that duty of care exercise, that due diligence exercise, and I have a right to see that lease because I will be held responsible if there's liability issues, as could every potential member on this PNB. And we need to mitigate the loss. 8 years for a lease for Pacifica that's financially strapped? Are we serious? With no exit clause, how much does that amount to? I don't know. I don't know how much the lease is for. If we need to get out of it and we find an alternative building, I just heard someone say, so what alternative do you have? What if we find an alternative next month? 8 years paid to Clear Channel of Pacifica's money? Does anyone think that's good business sense? Does anyone think that that's something that should be shared with the LSB? Members of that local station, at the very least, as a member, as a matter of courtesy. I ask you to say that today, if you're going to think about something, these are issues I'm talking about. I'm not here to talking about personalities. Personalities we do not have time for. We're here for the issues. We're here for the duty of care, and we're here to fulfill this mission of Pacifica, not our own agendas. Thank you.
Thank you, Ola. Okay, it still looks like Suji, but then I see the same name further on down the list, so I'm not sure if that person wished to speak later or if there's someone else with a similar name.
When I signed, I was at the bottom of the list, so somebody must have signed my name. I signed my
okay,
name.
So you want to be further down where you're at? Okay, so I'm going to presume that that was just a mistake, that it's there twice. Joe Brown, please. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Brown from Wheaton, Maryland. Big supporter and listener of PFW for the past 30-some years. I'm an activist. I've followed PFW through the activism that PFW puts out in my community. And it just breaks my heart that the management that I hear that's being mismanaged keeps going on and on and on. I mean, we had Tony Regustis a few years ago. He didn't work out. Now we had Ron Pinchback. He didn't work out. And now we have another general manager. And I don't know why they can't get their act together and why they don't have a competent person running PFW. It just makes no sense at all. Josh Williams, the head of the D.C. Labor Council, they have like, I don't know, what is it, 200,000 union members in D.C.? They can't donate $10,000 to PFW because the manager doesn't know how to facilitate the money into the station. And I hear stories like this, and I give my $35 a year. And there's a lot of people like me that give $35 a year. So when someone offers you tens of thousands of dollars a year, don't you want to accept that to keep your station viable, to pay your people the right salaries and not cut the salaries they've been doing, and to move to a place inside D.C., not out to Silver Spring, Maryland, with a group like Clear Channel that's owned by Bain Capital. You might have heard of Bain Capital with Mitt Romney, all right? There's no way that Pacific and their mission should be involved with somebody with like Bain Capital and this group of Clear Channel. So I beg you to really pay attention to the leadership that's here in this room today, the volunteers, the programmers, the people that want to be the manager, you know, because apparently the manager right now is not doing the job we need to do down at PFW, all right? And we got a wealth of volunteers, a wealth of energy. I can just list all the programmers and all the shows. You know, Night Wolf's got like one of the best Native American shows in the country. And that's a treasure to have at our station. And he's getting the runaround by the manager with this grid problem. We should not have grid problems. Okay, we should work these things out. We should pay the people a fair wage that work for us and thank the volunteers and open communications to what the problems are going on at the station. If you have a problem, you have a question, you want an answer to it. I think that's fair as an adult. I mean, if we're a bunch of children and you don't want to give a kid an answer, that's one thing. But you can't say that to your volunteers and your paid staff. They need questions. They need health care. All right? So please listen. We came up to D.C. today to give our 2 minutes here. Please listen to us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on stack is Campbell Johnson.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First thing that I want to mention is that some people have paid lip service to the bylaws in some fashion, but they have not in terms of the totality. Two stations that did not have their elections completed were able to nominate directors for the national board at before the deadline in the bylaws, and WPFW was completed by the end of the year, before the end of the year, by the 28th of December. And somehow some directors were not nominated, but others were. And I think that there should be some respect for our bylaws. If we have bylaws, we should respect them. And I think that this is a very important thing. Now, one thing that I think additionally is of concern is that we're finding conditional pledges, and issues are being made about Clear Channel owning the building. That is not true, and you know that, Madam Chair, as well. And that is not true. Clear Channel does not own the building. And who signs for the building is Pacifica National Board. It has passed the lease agreement, and that was in December, and getting the signed papers has been something of a challenge. One thing that's been difficult in terms of WPFW finding a facility has been the fact that Pacifica's gotten two straight going concern alerts from our auditors. That means they do not believe that our $5 million indebtedness will cause this entity to survive. If we fail as a corporation, then we fail. And people are trying to push us back to the prior program grid that we had, a program grid that has been a financial disaster for the network and for WPFW. This just does not make sense. And I think that the issues in regard to our being able to locate in D.C., we've tried that. We've tried like 3-4 places. When they get our financials, they say thanks, but no thanks. In fact, usually they don't say anything because businesses aren't required to give you, quote, a reason. This isn't an issue where you can say it's discrimination. It's a business decision that they make. Okay? And I pointed out that Clear Channel does not own that building. That's in error. The kind of things that have been raised in regard to our general manager, many are based on untruths. Untruths that have been circulating on a continuing basis. Untruths that he had cut salaries in half. That happened 8 months before he was ever hired. Untruths that he had been someone who would not accept a check. Well, he wouldn't accept a check that a group of programmers had where they deducted from a 400-seat venue and were just going to pay $2,000 and deduct the rest because, well, we had expenses, you know. It took 8 months for them to pass a check of $5,000 and then said, well, gee, we'd like to have a picture with this. A picture after you have to pull the money out of people, that's not the way it should operate. We have an issue with regard to truth, with regard to honesty, and I think that, unfortunately, a lot of people have been bamboozled and brought up here on false bases. These have been shown in the past and can be shown in the future. I'm dedicated to helping WPFW and Pacifica do better. I've worked hard on this. The people who I'm working with who would like to return to the board are people who are very concerned about that. In terms of getting the $2 million commitment that we had with regard to our relocation, that was one of the persons, A.C. Byrd, who was able to do that, who has contacts and been able to accomplish very positive things for us. Gloria Turner is someone else who has been very positive in terms of being able to raise money through our LSB without taking money from the foundation in terms of being able to do this. These are people who produce results, and these are people who should be on the board now in terms of this time of challenge and disaster that WPFW is making. Last point. The GM cannot make a decision to bring in National Pacifica programming by himself. That decision was made in collaboration with our IED. And I've got witnesses who can talk about when that was first stated, and he would have no way of doing this on his own. These are some of the things that I think you're going to ring down the gavel on me.
You're at 5 minutes. Actually, six at this point, Campbell. Way longer than anybody else.
I can provide facts to support each and every statement I've made. And I think it's very unfortunate for some people to manipulate our listener community to support an issue that is unfortunately very incorrect. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Next person, Ed Manfredonia?
Yes.
Thank you. Trying not to mangle people's names.
My name is Ed Manfredonia, and I'm having an unusual experience because...
Excuse me, could I ask everyone in the room please not to talk so we can hear the speaker at the microphone? Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I have an unusual experience. I was wired by the FBI. I went to the FBI about a series of rapes at the American Stock Exchange and a mafia stock fraud. I was wired. The person who wired me was Assistant U.S. Attorney Francis Fragos, who later became George W. Bush's Homeland Security advisor, personal advisor, okay? They found out that members of the board were laundering drug money, smuggling cocaine. Three members. They dropped the investigation because Morgenthau and Levitt. It's all documented. I sued for my FBI files. I am despised by Carolyn Burden because I am opposed to pedophilia. We have a pedophile on the board who makes no, who brags about it. Because of that, she has attacked me. I've also been threatened. Jim Dingaman, which makes me laugh since I stood up to the Italian mafia, threatened to throw me out a 10th-floor window several weeks ago on January 23rd. I really take that kind of thing seriously, right? I'm going to back down. I'm going to be afraid. But the thing that bothers me is the reason I went were rapes. Some women were forced to perform sex acts. Well, they slapped around and everything. They were young. By Robert Van Kanken. He also laundered drug money. I went to them because Richard Mulderine forced black women to perform oral sex on him. That means nothing to Carolyn Burden. Burden believes that if you do not have money, you should be subjected. She bragged about how she didn't work, right?
Sir, could I ask you, if possible, if you could address your concerns without necessarily much on particular members.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, there is multiple accounting fraud at WBAI, and I've been told at Pacifica, okay? There's also tax fraud at Pacifica and the Franchise Tax Board and at BAI. It seems that there was a $30,000 to $60,000 loan. We don't know how much for the hiring of Andrea Katz. Okay? We don't know anything about it. It wasn't recorded on the books. We've been lied to about it by Bertold Riemers and R. Paul Martin. That's, by the way, you're not allowed to do something like that. Okay? It's a violation of federal law. Who are the attorneys here? Right? Right. Okay, and you also cannot require acceptance of pedophilia, support of pedophilia, a requirement to be on a committee, which is what she and her friends have tried. Yeah, I don't like Martin. He's a psychopath. He just lies whenever he wants. I mean, he says we don't have a meeting, a finance committee meeting, because there's mold in the building. It's been certified that there is no mold. There's one phone contract. There were two phone contracts. people we have an ordinance that you have to sign into a building when you attend a meeting, which is directly opposed to the CPB. There is no rule on something like that. He could move the finance committee meeting someplace else. It's always a lie. He's attacked people on the board, and when you respond, well, they censure you. This is nuts. She thinks she's going to ban me? Okay, we can go to federal court. We can go to court. What will it do? Fraud, accounting fraud, documented. Pacifica does not account properly for its tax, for its legal fees. We were told that several times at the meetings. What do you people want? You really want this to be exposed? You want somebody like the New York Post to get it, pick it up? It's all right with me. I don't care. I'm not going to back down from some creeps. I mean, women were raped. She thinks it's okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And if there's anything you'd like to give me in writing regarding your allegations, I'm happy to accept those. I've seen some of it, but if there's anything further, I'm happy to take them. Thank you.
I want the NYPD as security, so there's no crap hole.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next person on stack is Marsha. Thank you.
Yeah, one point that I would like to...
Can someone? Thank you, ma'am.
One point that I would like to bring up is, I believe it would be a bylaw issue. And I think the bylaws in general need to be reviewed and redone. I think that there is a very gross problem with management and staff running for the LSB. I'm here in New York with BAI, and I find the people who are elected from management and staff to grossly abuse their position on the LSB. They don't recuse themselves. They vote in their own interests. And I think it is a gross ethical conflict of interest for people on management and staff to be elected to the LSB. That really has to be looked at, and that should be changed. As a matter of fact, this one person right here stated publicly at an LSB meeting, despite the fact that the bylaws require LSB to raise money to do fundraising for the station, she declared that she wouldn't do it. She was not going to raise money for the station. Is that what we want? Representing Pacifica? I don't think so. Then there's another very serious violation of committees not being called to meet intentionally to exclude the members. I find at BAI that there is a gross disrespect for members. Members are excluded. They only want us to give them money and come and offer our labor when needed. But in terms of calling the appropriate committees to meet, appropriately and legally announcing these meetings so that members know about them and can attend, and giving all the information required to get to these meetings, even when they have been announced, you certainly know that many buildings have security requirements. Even when committee meetings have been called, it has not been stated in the cart that one has to, all the procedures to get into the building to get to the meeting, such as calling ahead and getting your name on the building roster to get to enter the building. So oftentimes, for instance, at the CAB meetings, even if they have been announced, people come and are not allowed to come in the meeting. It is so disgusting. Now, you have to understand, for those who are new or may not understand, the money that is received from the federal government is based on attendance and what is done about getting members to these meetings by the particular stations. So the fact of the matter is that BAI has lost money because they refuse to obey the law. either the federal law or our own bylaws. And it is purposeful. And one last thing I want to say. Everybody here should certainly know that BAI is an extreme crisis. The building that they moved to 120 Wall Street should never have been moved to. It was insane to go there, just in terms of the rent alone. And it is not a community. We're supposed to be a community station. Over the last two or whatever years, there have been many people who have found properties to move to in communities. I'm one of them. And to thank me for it, I was slandered by both sides. The only place that the management and those people who control the station have looked for other properties is in very wealthy white communities. That is all they will consider. Obviously, you should know where I found a property in the South Bronx is not a white, wealthy community.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, you're at 5 minutes. Do you have a closing thought?
Yes. I know that you have been, Summer, have been here involved with Berthold and others looking for properties. And Andrea Katz, who was illegally hired by the station, by the way, you should know, made a statement in the January newsletter that the only place they will consider is exactly what I said. And the way she put it is, we are working with local electeds. You can go back and look at the newsletter. And they are in agreement with us at BAI to stay in Lower Manhattan. You don't have to say anything else. Lower Manhattan is a white, wealthy community. That's Wall Street, is what she's talking about. I need you to do something about this. We all need you to do something about this. This is not where we should be. We should be in a real community like the South Bronx.
Thank you. The next speaker is Suji.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yeah, put that at a height that's comfortable for you. Is it okay?
Is that better?
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Suji Sutler. I am a concerned member and supporter of WPFW. I'm also the co-chair of that organization's Legal and Justice Committee, along with Catherine Brisbane. We are here today, and we just want to summarize much of what's been said without repeating, but put it in the context of the bylaws and our interpretation of your fiduciary duty when you consider these issues. Fiduciary duty, and I know that someone will go into that on the agenda as well, but I want to go into it so that when you think about when you vote on behalf of WPFW, that you think long and hard of what your fiduciary duty is when you vote. Fiduciary duty has everything to do with, of course, good faith, being honest and sincere, acting in the best interests of WPFW when you vote on our Pacifica radio station, and even more important, making decisions based on prudent business judgment. The concerned members of WPFW have supplied Summer Reese and probably others here numerous documents with evidence-based information on many of the issues that you have heard here today, and we request and expect that those documents will be shared with you when you vote on these issues, because it's also a requirement that you have to make inquiry when you are voting on issues concerning WPFW. So you need to make sure you have all the information or you breach that duty, and we will hold you responsible. We intend to do that here and in the future. So two specific issues you've heard a lot about is the relocation issue and the management. Our request that we find a new manager. Of course, according to Article 7, Section 3D, since everyone here seems to be concerned about bylaws, says that our LSB has the right to initiate the process to terminate. In case you didn't know, our LSB voted to initiate that process. In order for that to happen, of course, the executive director, in this case the interim executive director, must either agree or disagree before that process can go all the way. If there is agreement, then that would be sufficient. If there is not agreement, then this board must assume that responsibility. It's our position that this board is late in taking action because the interim executive director has taken no action, and we view that as being in disagreement with our LSB. So we move and request that you take this on because it's your fiduciary duty now pursuant to your bylaws. There seems to be some double standard here about bylaws. Some bylaws, we're going to do strict construction. Some, well, maybe, maybe not. So I have a real issue with that. With respect to the manager, we have provided documentation, excellent documentation, based on Pacifica's job description for a general manager. And we have provided in development, financing, personnel, operations, the technology. We have provided examples of how our general manager has breached his fiduciary duty in all of those. Which is the basis for why the LSB voted. And only because we organized concerned members of supporters, it even got to the table. And we have a list of 300 strong members of that organization. With respect to the relocation...
And Suji, just so you know, you're at 4 minutes.
Okay, with respect to the relocation issue, I heard colleague from WPFW indicate that Clear Channel does not own the building, but I have been in a meeting and heard the executive director mention that it is either owned by Clear Channel or Clear Channel has some involvement in that property or that building. And even if it's not owned by Clear Channel, for Pacifica to be in the financial state that it's in, all the articles I read, it says Pacifica's on the brink of bankruptcy. So we know the debt and how much financial issues there are here. For Pacifica to be in that kind of situation and sign a contract with no exit clause, to even sign it with no exit clause for 8 years, which means if we find a building and wanted to move in a week, we still would have to pay $800,000 if it's $100,000 a year. And my position, our position, is even Pacifica signing that contract is a breach of fiduciary duty. And when you think about it, no business would put themselves in that kind of position. It's not good, prudent business judgment,
Suji,
which is one of the things that is required.
If you can wrap up, we still have a few
okay.
minutes.
Okay. So we are asking you, when you take on these issues, and there are more, obviously, that you make sure you take your fiduciary duty serious. Because when your agent acts, your executive director or other officers, they are agents of this board. You supervise. You manage the officers. And when they act, you act. So please take this responsibility seriously, particularly in terms of relocation and management, and meet your legal and fiduciary obligation.
Thank you. Nia is next. Nia Bediaka.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to New York, Nueva York. Since I'm half Latina, but I can only say that, Lydia and whatever. Now, on a serious note, like I said, I'm Nia Bediaka, and it is now, Huh?
12:56.
Okay, it's now 12:56. Not so you could keep track of the time, but I have another point, but that's, you know, that was good. It's now 12:56 on February 22nd, and I cannot believe that technically I'm still a Pacifica National Board member, considering I have been trying to get off of this Pacifica National Board since January 31st, 2013. Not 2012. But at the rate y'all are going, it will be 2014. But I ain't staying if it's 2014. Now the speaking of bylaws, you know, Well, since I'm still a director, I have to be very careful, and you guys know I like to nuance things, so I'm going to continue in that vein. Speaking of bylaws, it makes some of you, I won't say everyone, people like to say, you know, the board. You all know I never espouse that. I say some of you, because not all of you behave that way. Some of you, to us back here, a woman said about speaking out of both sides of your mouths, and she's absolutely right. But I say, so I'm sitting here, I haven't sat back here since 2007 because I've been on this lovely board called the PNB for 5 years. And it makes you look really silly touting the bylaws when it's convenient for some of you. I don't know Tony Norman. Where is he? Where is he sitting? Okay. I don't know Tony Norman, so please don't take it personal. We had a nice conversation outside, and I told you this, that I don't know you. But it just, It bothers me that any D.C. director should be talking about throwing him off the board when they themselves should not be on this Pacifica National Board, okay? And that's not because I want to stay, but you guys, and I know the nitty-gritty details because you were not nominated by December 31st, and you know it. And you know the bylaws, you know, all the technocracy I heard this morning, you know, about the bylaws here and the bylaws there, but it's only the bylaws when it's convenient for you. It does not look good. We're the governing body. Your assets are at stake. You do know that. So still mine, but, you know, but please hurry up so, because my husband and I work very hard for my house and ain't nobody getting it. Okay? So to hear people pontificate about the bylaws and the bylaws and the bylaws, when you use them when it's convenient for you, it makes you look duplicitous and silly. And you need to lead a good example for the local station board members. And I think you guys need to get it together so that I can get off of this board because I am still on the clock. Okay? Thank you. And again, welcome to New York.
Thank you, Nia. William H.
Hi, William Hairwagon from WBAI. Welcome all to the East Coast PNB meeting, and welcome to everybody that came up from D.C. And just to address one or two of their issues, I agree with Nia that the bylaws should be followed at all times, not only when it's convenient. And I agree with her analysis on that. Let's see, what else for PFW? The 8-year lease, I don't know anything about it, even though I go to many of their LSB meetings. I don't know any details of this 8-year lease, but it sounds something like what the old pre-2000 PNB did, or was it called the PNB then? I don't even know. But whatever the name of the national group was called, they set us up in New York in this building that was supposedly not-for-profit, cheap rent. But in the lease, which I've never actually seen, I know one person that has it, and maybe I'll try to get it, those escalation clauses were in there. So everybody should have known that by the end of X number of years, the rent was going to go up dramatically, and they didn't know it. Or they didn't tell anybody that they knew it. And so that's how BAI got in a lot of trouble. And just in case nobody knows, or some of you might not know, BAI has moved out of there. Maybe there's still some pieces of equipment left, but the offices have gone to a six-month free space for Sandy victims at the World Financial Center, for World Financial Center, and the broadcast studios have gone up to City College of New York, up in Harlem, and I understand that's a temporary arrangement, too, so we'll still be looking for a home. Let's see. The antenna, now Empire State Building, no longer the World Trade Center. Empire State Building is in jeopardy. I didn't know until very recently. I think some of you may have known that have been on PNB for a while, and maybe some LSB members might have known too. And I'm now on the LSB. But the wording that I've seen is that Empire State Building's looking to evict WBAI. And if they come up with some kind of arrangement where, yeah, they'll accept the $200,000 or so that we owe, but we have to keep up, the first time we go out and don't pay them, we're probably out of there. And that would be technically the end of our ability to broadcast. Maybe we could scramble and find someplace else, but not likely that people are going to want Pacifica or WBAI. I heard something this morning. I have no idea if it's true, but I understand that there's some situation that the PFW people have found out that Pacifica doesn't have a corporate license recognition or something in California due to some tax issue. But I know no details about it. That's just what I heard. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, I heard one of the first or second speaker, I think, mentioned Clear Channel and union busting. Well, that's Pacifica. That's New York. That's WBAI. We have an unpaid staff organizing committee who, when the last IED came to town with her bunch 4 years ago, they busted the union. They said, oh, no, there's no such union, and they haven't been recognized. And I think it's a travesty of justice, and who knows, maybe someday we'll get enough money to sue, but I doubt it. But I used to be a programmer, but I'm not anymore. I think that's about all I've got to say today. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Verna Avery Brown is the last speaker. Thank you.
Good afternoon, board.
Good afternoon.
I'm Verna Avery Brown. I'm currently a programmer at WPFW, but some of you may know that I've been with the network for over 25 years. I've worked with a lot of you, Lydia, Teresa Allen, Serene. A lot of you know me and know my work. And I'm here today because our station is in crisis. We have a crisis at WPFW. All of these people didn't get in cars and drive 5 hours this morning just to show off. We have a serious situation at our station. And we want to make sure that this board is fully informed about it. Because as Suji pointed out, ultimately you may be the ones responsible for deciding the fate of our station. Couple of issues. My colleague, Campbell Johnson, noted that, you know, clearly he raised the issue that our delegation was not seated properly. Well, it's ironic because Campbell Johnson is the one that submitted the other nominations. Why didn't he submit all of them? I'm told that that is the common practice throughout. That's why the other stations were able to get their nominations in, even though the election had not been completed. It was disingenuous for him to raise the issue afterwards when it would have been very easy for him to submit all those names and nominations rather than wait until after the fact and cry foul. So, you know, that's really inexcusable. It's not in the spirit of democracy, and it shouldn't be tolerated. And our delegation should not be penalized. Our LSB voted for these individuals to be sitting here at this table. It was a fair vote. In fact, fair vote was there and verified the election. They deserve to be here. Mr. Johnson alluded to the other individuals who, with all due respect, they are fine individuals, but they did not get the vote to be sitting here at this table. And the individuals that are, Katia, Benito, Luzette, they are long-time committed members of WPFW and deserve to be here and to participate. And I'm sure you all have heard some of their, they've participated in the discussion heretofore. So, you know, I just want to say that with regard to Clear Channel, I think Suji already cleared it up. Summer Reese mentioned in a meeting that there is a connection with Clear Channel.
And there again, if that process hadn't been so shrouded in secrecy by Mr. Campbell, maybe we wouldn't have to be here guessing and asserting. He would not give us information about the process. We repeatedly asked him for, you know, reports. Everything was shrouded in secrecy. We could never get a fair and above board accounting of what was going on. You know, it's really, it just borders on, I'm sure it's a violation of the bylaws, and we have lawyers that are looking very closely at that. In terms of the finances, our station is going down in flames. I mean, it really is. We've had repeated back-to-back pledge drives. For the most part, many of them have not made their goal unless the goal has been lowered to the point where, okay, they can make that. The morale at the station has plummeted. Half of the people on paid salary are only getting 3/4 of their salary. And that's been going on now for years. And our current manager has failed to address that situation. In fact, avoided the labor discussions that would have remedied it. Ultimately, there's been some remedy, but not full remedy. Why do you ask people to come to work and get 3/4 of salary? The grid. We've heard so much talk about the grid. Yes, our grid, well, actually, the community came out in force. You see 8 or 9, 10 people here today, but we represent an organization called Community Members and Supporters, and there are over 500 people on that list. So don't let them tell you that we're just a bunch of disgruntled programmers that want to keep our show or ill-informed about things. The community came out. Summer, you were there. The community came out in force. Not one person had anything positive to say about our current manager. Not one. Now, maybe they were there, but they didn't speak up. And by and large, people want the grid returned. Now, we know the grid needs tweaking, but it was voted to have that grid restored. The pledge drive that we are having right now is timid. It's weak. You know, we're not going to raise our goal, you know, with that grid intact. You can't even go out into the community without people almost, you know, affronting you, saying, "Look, what are you doing at the radio station? What, you know, what happened to the jazz, the programming?" We can't even focus on doing the kind of public relations, progressive programming that needs to be done because we're so caught up with all these other issues that are really tearing our station apart. I mean, it's really, I've been with the network for 25 years. I have never seen it in this dire a situation. And we are counting on this board. We're counting on you all. You have to help us. The LSB voted to start the process of termination against our general manager. Why is that being ignored? Why? That's the first step towards remedying this situation for us. We need there was a letter of no confidence over a year ago. Over 80% of the programmers signed that letter. So it's not just a few people that are disgruntled. 80% of the programmers signed that letter. We want that lease withdrawn. We're counting on this board to look at the situation, consider all the information that we have sent to you. That's why we are here. We didn't just drive 5 hours. We had to get up at 5:00 this morning. You know, we have other things we could do. Right. We're trying to make you understand that WPFW is in crisis mode. It's almost as many people here from WPFW as here from BAI. That should tell you something right there. So my time is
up. You're at 7 minutes, yes.
Okay, my time is up. But please, please, please help us save WPFW.
Thank you, Brenna.
Can I get 15 seconds more?
Oh, William, we're at the hour, and okay. Everyone has had between 3 and 7 minutes apiece, okay? The 2 minutes per person was completely blown by because I counted the number of people and knew we'd actually get everybody in within our hour of public comment, and we landed directly on 1 hour based on starting late. We still did exactly an hour, and everyone got to speak. I thank everyone from the public for coming to speak to us, and we'll have additional public comment over the weekend. And I would like to note for the record that someone has been filming the entire time, and that is, this is an open meeting. Typically, one needs to get releases to use people's images. I'm not getting into it. I'm simply informing people. A lot of people object to being filmed. Other people don't care. I'm not making a ruling. I'm simply informing the group. You have been being filmed this entire time by someone who did not ask for your permission. So, all right. So thank you, everyone, for public comment. The board needs to take lunch. It's 15 minutes past the time we're supposed to do that, and we only have lunch for the board, and so I'd like to ask everyone to we're going into closed session. We have not resolved all the issues here, so I can't guarantee that we're not going to be in open session when we adjourn from lunch. I need to have some discussion with board members, but we will be having a reception this evening after 6 p.m. where we'll be showing the PRA, the Pacific Radio Archives promotional film, and the Bob Fass film, Radio Unnameable. So you're all welcome to come back this evening to mingle with the board, to discuss your concerns, to watch the movie. So please feel free to come back after 6.